Remember, you're all a big part of the show. We're on in 10 seconds, so get ready to have a good time. All right, here we go. This is exciting, isn't it?
In 5, 4, 3, 2.
Now let us imagine that you're in the middle of your program.
You must identify your station.
You might say
WGN.
Right here.
Good afternoon, America.
Here.
Which of the following stories is not true? Not true. Swiss fighter jets did not intercept an Ethiopian airline plane hijacked by the co-pilot that landed in Geneva because it happened outside of regular business hours in Switzerland for the Swiss Air Force.
There it is.
Ah.
It's no big deal.
Mayor Emanuel wants to arrange a giant picnic in Grant Park this summer to bring gang members together to see if they can find some common ground besides drugs and killing each other.
Can we talk about this?
A movie theater in England showing the movie Noah had to be canceled when a torrential downpour flooded the theater.
That never happens here.
A man checking into a hotel in London noted the hotel did not allow pets and joked he had a large snake in his pants.
Good Lord.
When he got home, the hotel sent him a letter banning him from the hotel for violating the hotel's no pet policy.
Have a nice day.
Okay, I know we'd love to have a big gang picnic here, but that story is false.
And, yes, sir, punch me in the face. Go ahead.
I say y'all having a good time out there.
I'm Gary Meyer, broadcasting from the Allstate Glass Box on your Blackhawks, Cubs, Nation Mothership, the 720 Dreamliner, the Super G, WGN, Chicago. Middle of the afternoon, the Dreamliner is up. Tom Skilling on board.
Hello, Gary.
Tom.
Happy Tuesday to you, Gary.
Thank you.
You know, I keep forgetting you say that some of these stories are true and some aren't, and I thought a picnic for gang members, wow. But that was a false one.
Yes, good pick there. Although, they all seem kind of unbelievable.
Yeah, it's
that
true.
That guy who went to the hotel and saw the sign and said no pets, and then he joked about the snake he had in his pants.
So that was true.
The hotel people laughed when he said it, but then I think they thought he was serious. So when he checked out and went home, they sent him a letter and said, don't come back here.
Wow.
We know you had a snake in your pants.
Yeah, right.
And he was kidding.
That's interesting.
We're having a good time.
It takes all kinds to make a world, huh, Gary?
Last night, Tom, I was at the United Airlines Center to witness our Blackhawks finally get a game in this series.
Right.
And during the intermission, I watched people's lives saved, possible concussions avoided because of something I did months ago.
Yeah, you know, there was a youngster that caught people's eyes here who I guess did a pretty good job last night.
He made the shot. The first shot went in, and then if you make that, you get to do it on the other side.
Right.
And they only have one slot. He made that shot in the first try.
But, Gary, again, tell us how
he's
your
25 yards closer than the adults.
I see.
That has to be pointed out. I'll give him credit. He did get it in first try. But I looked at the carpet that is now held down by somebody's foot and watched people's lives saved because of what
because
I went
of
through.
You.
Yeah.
See?
Yep.
You sacrificed for your fellow human being.
Ever since I fell, they have somebody holding that little piece of carpeting down that that welcome mat, really, with the
I still say,
Indian
Gary,
head.
You should have been given an award for the speed with which you got up.
Well,
that's
all in the presentation, Tom.
Yep, it's pretty impressive.
But if it was meant to be to help people from being concussed, then I've done my part.
Well, this is the kind of person you are. You know, you're always looking out for your fellow human being.
The fact is they've put a compilation video together to show people shooting the puck.
Yes.
And I'm on that video.
Is that right?
And I guess they had me falling at one point, but then somebody said, take that out.
And they edited it out.
Yeah, they don't want to have that as part of it. They want to feel good. And my sister-in-law was in town, and she went to the game with us, and she got to see me at least look like I knew what I was doing out there.
Well, Gary,
without the embarrassment.
Given the success you've had at bringing wins to the team, I should think they should treat you very well.
Tom, it's all on my shoulders, yes.
Yeah. Well, look at last night.
I have to say, here's the funny thing.
Mm-hmm.
Got off of work, got in the car, picked up the family. We got over there. By the time we got in and made our way to our seats,
4 seconds after we got to our seats, they scored.
Jeez.
So one guy just said hello to me, and then boom. So I thought, that's a feel good.
Yeah. I don't think you quite believe the effect you have on it.
And I can't.
Stats don't lie, Gary. I'm a guy who deals with stats all the time, and your numbers are
my
truly
record,
impressive.
Now, I will not take credit for that last night. That does not go on my tote board because I did not broadcast in front of that game.
In other words, it has to be that you broadcast for the
exactly.
game.
Exactly. My record when I broadcast before the Hawks game over the years, 26 wins, 2 losses, and 3 overtime losses. 26-2-3.
With a record like that, you ought to go into coaching or something like that.
I don't know squat about squat. I just know that when I go there and flap my soup coolers, things happen. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they sure do.
Boy, we needed that last night big time, huh?
We did. Yes. That's good.
Go back to the city of plywood and down 3, you don't want that.
Yeah. It's funny because the game is on here, and I'll get busy, with last-minute prep for the show, but everything goes quiet in this office when the Hawks aren't doing real well, and you kind of know that, that's not a good sign. But last night was, I heard the cheering coming, so.
Go down last night, and then they play again tomorrow, and St. Louis could win the whole thing if that goes
their way.
You don't want that. No, not on our ice. No. Wrong.
Absolutely.
Tom, we're going to get into some weather. I know that's what your main function is.
Yes, it is.
Outside of just chatting about things in general.
Yes, I always enjoy talking to you, but
that a little bit, and I'm sure some people will have some comments, text at 24/7/20 or calls at 312-981-7200, and we'll get into that a little bit. And everything good with you?
Very well.
Yeah?
Very well. I wish it were 70 degrees again today, but something has happened to me, Gary. I think you're handling winter better than you ever have before. On the other hand, I'm looking forward to these warm days.
But the funny thing is, yesterday you said over the weekend you commented that it was a little too warm wherever you were.
Yeah, I was sitting outside, and I was amazed to hear you say that too.
You said it, I said I was driving in my car, and the sun was pouring in. It happened today again, and I thought, wow, that's really hot on my face.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not complaining. That is not a complaint.
An observation.
Right. I'm so not used to having any warmth that it really struck me.
Yeah.
But you were actually complaining to the people sitting around you.
Well,
I think I have to go inside. It's so warm out here. Turn the air conditioning on.
No, it was just that my clothing was sticking to me because I was perspiring. That's all. And so I was feeling kind of uncomfortable.
And it was only, 74?
Probably was.
Yeah. What are you hoping
for?
Computer says no go.
Super sensitive computer. We've got to get a patch onto that thing.
Yeah.
One of these Microsoft patches or something to calm that thing down.
Hang on, Tom. Coming right back on the Super G. Tom, I got Jim on the phone at 312-981-7200. What's up, Jimmy?
Jim.
Hey there, Gary. Hey there, Tom. How you doing?
Good, sir. Jim. Thank you.
Hey, Gary. Yeah. I got an invite for you. I do work on this radio station up here.
Which one?
Oh, in Kenosha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm the painter, remember?
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, I wanted to get a hold of you a couple of weeks ago. Scott Stapp stopped in and did an acoustic thing. But there's going to be near Summerfest, that big thing in Milwaukee. We get quite a few musicians that come to the station, before they perform. And I want to invite you up there so you can see the place. Give you a front seat. It's really nice. It's really cool. You'd like it.
Front seat to the radio station or the concert?
A little mini concert. They come to the radio station and do an acoustic thing before their show.
Who's coming through
that's
the radio station?
Well, I'm God, it could be anybody. I mean, that's notice like they know a couple of days ahead of time, but they're pretty good names. I wouldn't steer you wrong.
Summerfest always books the top acts. They have been doing that for decades. They really do a good job there in the Beer City.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun.
I tell you what, the last couple of years have been tremendous. This year is supposed to be even better. But it's just a great time.
All right,
better in the last two
Jim,
years.
Keep me posted
like
on who's coming through.
Gary.
Yeah, let me know, and maybe I can pop up there.
You too, Tom, but I know they probably won't even let you loose.
No, he is chained. Monday through Friday, he is chained to that desk.
Yeah, it's just...
There's a couple of producers down here at the station that are big fans of both of you.
Oh, thank
you. Nice.
Dan, Yeah, Dan's one of them. He's probably listening right now.
All right.
Anyway, I want to get you guys up here, so I'll give you a heads up way ahead of time.
All right, Jimmy, keep me posted. Thank you. Yeah, he paints that radio station all the time.
Yeah. Have you ever had the cream puffs up at the Wisconsin State Fair? You know, they're famous for that.
They don't.
And, brother, I tell you, that is...
No,
there's
I've never
some good
been.
Food up there.
Well, all these state fairs, if you like to eat, that's the place to go to put
it's
on
true.
The feed bag.
Yep.
That's their whole deal is eating.
I know.
Have you been to the Illinois State Fair?
I've never been down to our own Illinois State Fair. Isn't that something? I worked up in Milwaukee for a while, so I got over to a couple of those and drove up a couple of years ago to Wisconsin State Fair. Even when I worked there, I hadn't been to the fair. But I remember, when we got mini cams in there, we were told when I was working up in Milwaukee to use these live shots as much as possible as backgrounds for the weather forecast. And I always questioned that because oftentimes they'd have these crowd shots, you know, and it looked like nobody was moving. You know, it could have been a slide back there, but they used the live shot. And so our noon weather forecaster up there, a fellow by the name of Warren Allen, said one day he was trying to comply with the management edict that we use live cameras, and he said, oh, there's the shot from the Wisconsin State Fair, and he said, you know, if you look carefully, you'll actually see people moving once in a while in this. And it kind of, without meaning to do it, it underscored the foolishness of just putting a live shot up as a background.
Why weren't people moving?
Well, you know, when you shoot it far away, you can't tell they're moving because the movements are small.
Oh,
you know,
really?
They're sitting there watching whatever's going on in front of them at the fair.
Well, you got to go at least and see the cow made out of butter.
Yeah.
The life-size cow made out of butter. I know they had that at the Illinois State Fair. I don't know about Wisconsin. I'm sure Wisconsin. That's their whole thing is dairy.
Do you remember that years ago they banned margarine up in Wisconsin? It was a state law that you couldn't sell margarine. And what they did is they did a taste test at the state capitol in the legislature, and they said if you guys can pick the butter from the margarine, then we're going to ask that you repeal that law. And so the group in favor of keeping the law in force said, yeah, we'll go ahead and do it. And they misidentified the margarine as being the butter, and therefore they repealed the law at that point.
Oh, geez. Tom, so, you're laying some thick stuff on me today.
I
got to think about this. Joe is on the blower.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I was telling your producer, and I talked about Summerfest. Was it about 40 years ago that Kyle and Trish got busted for the 7 words you can't say on TV and radio up at Milwaukee Summerfest?
Yes, that's where that all happened. And when you think about that, that was a moment in time that still reverberates decades later. He kind of set the pace car as far as what words can be aired.
Yeah, is George Carlin? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And those words still, I think, those are still the words.
Yeah.
I think rumor had it correct that they played the bit before the judge, and judge released him because he was laughing, so I already fell off the bench.
Well, yeah. I mean, come on. You're at a concert. I mean, I don't know what freedom of speech means up there, but it sounds like he'd be in the right to say anything on stage. If people are offended, that's their deal, but he's got his right to say it, and that's what the judge agreed with. But, yeah, Joe, good point. That was in Milwaukee.
I'd forgotten about
Summerfest.
That. Yeah.
And, Tom?
Yes, Gary?
We have some cooler temperatures for a few days, and then what?
Yeah, it'll warm up on Thursday and Friday. In fact, Friday we may be flirting with 70. There are even some suggestions before the showers come in Thursday we could get up close to 70, and then the bottom drops out. We've got this situation that's setting up for later in the weekend next week is kind of ugly looking, so we'll discuss that as we get closer to it.
I hear worry in your voice. What's wrong?
Well, this thing, you got this mammoth Canadian high pressure centered up by Hudson Bay that covers about two-thirds of Canada and reaches into the Midwest. And then you've got this big storm that's going to develop over the southern Midwest. And the wind circulation from the east between the two is going to blow for about 5 days here right in off the lake. So, and this is not pretty. And we could get some rain with this thing, too, starting the rain would start probably on Sunday later on. And then it could rain on Monday and Tuesday and maybe even Wednesday of next week. So
it's the rain that is going to be the big factor.
Rain and wind and cold, because you block the clouds and you bring that wind off the lake. It's just not a pretty picture. But we've got a couple of nice days. I mean, it may rain Thursday afternoon, but at least in terms of temperature, it should be nice on Thursday and Friday.
It's going to be, as O.J. Simpson would say, ugly-ass days.
Yeah? I think that's
pretty
true.
Pretty much?
Yeah. This is... this is pretty ugly looking.
All right. Well, again, let's worry about today. Enjoy this.
Exactly. And we'll get through.
I'll just restock the liquor cabinet for next week.
Right.
That's all
right.
I can do.
Get the drip ready and maybe bring the light table back out for a couple of days, you know?
Yeah, we are heading into May next week, so we would like to see some solid improvement.
Yeah, but this is 2014, Gary, and nothing is working the way it should this year weather-wise. Do you know something, though? We have the least number of tornadoes in the United States that we've had in any season up to this point in 60 years of official data.
Okay, there's the good.
Yeah.
That's all we can hang our hat on right now.
True.
Our hat hasn't been blown away.
No.
Tom, I'll talk to you at 6.
Okay, Gary.
WGN. Gary Meyer on WGN. I guess you already know that, unless you're just cruising along the dial and not quite sure. After the 4:30 news and after the 5:30 news, I will give away a Blackhawks playoff prize pack. Included will be, T-shirts, hats, stuff like that. And then I'll throw a Gary Meyer muff in.
A muff in.
A muff where you put your hands in.
You had a Gary Meyer muffin. Now.
Gary Meyer muffin. That sounds nice. I'm going to ask Peter Fasano from Fasano Pies if he can come up with a Gary Meyer muffin.
There you go.
I will do that. And that's presented by the Village of Bedford Park, sponsors of the Chicago Blackhawks. Like I said, I'll tell you when to call after those newscasts. And keep into the Blackhawks playoff spirit.
That 15 games.
Now alive again.
Got to win 15.
All right.
One down.
One at a time. That was a lot of skating for little reward last night. First goal within 4 minutes. The last goal within the last, 90 seconds. And these two teams are really,
I would say,
as even as you can get.
Yeah. Well, but think about it. The Hawks should be up 3-0.
They should be.
In all.
They should be.
Aside
they could have been, but
2 minutes.
Things happen. When they had a 5-on-3 opportunity, there was about 35 seconds where that arrangement was there, and everybody was just, shoot, 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 shoot. I like how, and I'm going to just speak for myself, I don't know hockey strategy and technique. I've never played. I've never coached. So there obviously is something to, and all these teams do it when they have a penalty that they can take advantage of. They skate around, they set up because they just want to get one goal out of it. So they take their time, but I think the fan wants to see just a crapshoot of just keep firing that puck.
But it's not the fan. Most of the time if you watch a hockey game, most goals are scored on rebounds. The goalie makes a stop, or he gets screened.
Right,
the puck is there. The guy steps
up.
Shoot the puck!
That's what people want. They
shoot!
Just want a barrage of shooting, even if it's 10 feet away from the net. Just keep shooting towards that goal.
Because it's more likely to go in if it's toward the net than it is you passing it by that blue line.
The NHL has a strategy. No. All these teams do it. They skate around. They pass.
They want a highlight reel for the
news. They'll spend 45 seconds just skating and passing and getting lined up, and then they'll shoot.
Shoot the puck.
Just whatever. Just keep shooting it.
Shoot!
If you enjoy watching local news like I do, even though most of what they report has nothing to do with my life, I have an idea, and I wish somebody would listen to me because I think it would give us all more to look for in these local newscasts. The story that you report should affect at least 50 people. Otherwise, it has nothing to do with the mass audience that you want to tune in. Really, look at the stories that they have and tell me how many of those stories apply to you. Anyway, every now and then a gem comes along like happened last week. I believe it was Channel 5, and I think this was their lead story at 10 o'clock, which I thought was odd in itself. A woman in Beecher is taking care of over 300 animals. And the point that really I thought was amusing, her tractor was stolen. That's not funny because this woman, it takes usually 12 hours a day to feed all the animals. Without the tractor, it's twice that. So somebody stole her tractor. It's the funny name of the tractor lined up with her real name that I thought was amusing. Listen to this tape.
And opened the door, went in, stole the Kubota.
Owner Pinky Janota and her volunteers would use the donated Kubota to haul food and water to feed the animals.
All right, Let it play a little more. See if there's any more
there. We would put a 100-gallon water tank in there and go in water that way. Now we're carrying buckets, running hoses.
She says Settler's Pond is unique because it rescues exotic animals and says that Kubota kept their mission on track.
It's going to be hard for a long while.
Pinky says this is not the first time someone has stolen their Kubota. About 5 years ago, the same thing happened, and they're not sure how they're going to come up with the $17,000 to replace this one. In Beecher, Christian Farr, NBC 5 News.
What kind of dirtbag steals this poor woman's Kubota? I didn't know.
What is a Kubota?
I don't know what a Kubota is, but her last name is kind of like Kubota.
Jabota.
What was it? Pinky Jabota?
Pinky Jabota.
Got her Kubota stolen. That kind of stuff. If they did that more often, I'd really enjoy the news more.
Did Jabota's Kubota have a motor?
I wonder how much horsepower the Kubota had in the motor.
And they say Kubota like we all know what a Kubota is.
That's what I thought.
I thought it was a rickshaw. I mean, it sounds like it's an Asian word.
Is that the brand of the tractor? Is that a certain tractor? I just would say a tractor.
Right.
An ATM or whatever. No, an ATV.
ATV.
ATM.
ATM is something else.
Money. Yeah.
Right. But don't you think it's kind of funny that her last name is kind of like the tractor's name? I did.
And plus, he said that name so many times, it was practically a drinking game.
Yeah.
Pinky Jabota
lost her Kubota. And this is the second time. What kind of dirtbag steals this poor woman's Kubota?
She must have a nice Kubota that they keep coming back.
Yeah.
Kubotas aren't cheap, I'm
17
sure.
G's.
Yeah.
Nice Kubota.
Nice. Hey, Pinky's Kubota, Pinky Jamota's Kubota was stolen.
By the way, guys, the Blues have a player named Vladimir Sobotka.
What if he stole it, and then we could run all that through?
Sobotka's, Jabota's, Kubota.
Hey, don't the Blues have a player whose last name is Polak?
They do. Yeah,
right?
Roman Polak. I'm immature, but I laugh every time I hear it.
I know. It just sounds offensive if I'm of a certain community.
Yes.
The largest
one name
outside of Warsaw is here. Okay, Pinky Jabota lost her Kubota. Pinky Jamota.
To Vladimir Sobotka.
Sobotka. So what is it?
Sobotka.
Sobotka.
Yeah.
Right. It's got a 34-horsepower Moda.
Moda. Hey, Doug.
Hey, Gary. Yeah, I live out in the west suburbs, like a farm town, and Kubotas are pretty familiar tractors. They're a little orange tractors, usually, and with small motors, but they're pretty common around, you know, out in the west suburbs, out by you and whatnot. So they're pretty familiar and common.
I'm getting a lot of texts.
Orange tractors.
Kubota is a brand of tractor. It's like Suzuki,
yes,
or Honda, right?
Yeah, they make tractors, lawnmowers, even them little UTV, whatever you want to call them, gator-type things, too.
There's got to be a special place in hell for people that do this, I hope, because otherwise this is all for naught. If people aren't punished at some point for doing bad things, then I give up. Thank you, Doug.
They will eternally.
You hope.
If you believe in the last judgment.
Yeah, well, that's what we want to believe. A lot of us do, but I'm not quite sure. But this poor woman, twice her Kubota was stolen. She's got 300 and, I believe, 25 animals that she's taken in and just trying to help. And some jamoke takes off with her Kubota. $17,000.
That's an expensive Kubota.
That's a lot of Kubota for your money. WGN.
I was just going to say, we were at Bass Pro, and there were, dozens and dozens of these little vehicles out in front. And I was wondering, where in Bolingbrook do people buy these things? Why do people buy these? And now we know.
Well, you get a little past Bolingbrook, you start to get into farmland.
It's Kubotaville, yeah.
Yeah, about 5 minutes away. If you go down 55.
They have a load of Kubota.
We got a load of Kubota with the high-powered Moda for you. WGN. Gary Meyer and your phone calls at 312-981-7200. John, you're on the blower.
Myers, I think they got a suspect in this case. Former Mets player Ron Swoboda.
Ron Swoboda stole the Kubota, allegedly.
If it was him or his girlfriend, Carol Doda, from San Francisco, one or the other.
All right, we're talking about the Kubota that was stolen in Beecher. And I got this text to 24720. You jackass, it's a top-of-the-line tractor, like a John Deere.
Well, how are you supposed to know that?
I guess I'm supposed to know
jackass.
That. I had never heard of that before this news report.
But to your point, why wouldn't he just say her tractor got stolen? Well, why is he continually...
Somebody pointed that out, that, and I've mentioned this before, when you read stories that involve vehicles, they always mention the make and model of the car. Why not this car hit that car? But they always give the model and the year.
Well, if he had to say it one time, but he said it four times in that story.
I don't know why tractor was not sufficient, but they maybe it's a way to keep sales going for cars and tractors, and that's some just unofficial rule that these
maybe
news
it was,
operations have.
Some secret advertising. Maybe Kubota bought an ad on the news.
Well, now I know about a Kubota that I didn't know about a week ago.
It's got to be Asian, right?
Yeah. I've got a lot of texts here that say that. So I learned something. But I thought it was odd that it was the first story of the 10 o'clock news.
What day was it?
Because Thursday.
Oh, it wasn't Sunday. I thought maybe it was a slow news day or something.
No, it was during the week. The first story is their big story. And I noticed, at least with Channel 5, they're doing this where they don't just start with that billboard and they show the skyline and all that. Now they do a thing right now. And then they give you a sampling of what they're going to talk about, because I'm sure they've gotten some research back. People need to be hooked right away, otherwise they're gonski. So they're doing that, and then they get into the meat of these stories.
The tractor theft, though, you wouldn't think would be the lead on a Chicago news.
I thought that was odd.
Maybe Beecher.
Maybe somebody said, well, animals, people love animals, go with that, because she's got 300 and some animals. And that might be a good way to keep people hooked. And these stories now, this one was about 90 seconds, but stories now are 8 seconds. They're trying to cram as many stories as they can, and I'm sure they got other research that said, hey, get as many stories as you can in the first 6-7 minutes, because people are just fidgety. They want to hear about the Kubotas and the kids and the,
about the Kubotas.
And the animals. If you like roller coasters, I think you're in for something special this season. Great America is going to open a new roller coaster next month, and it is one of the top 10, they say, scariest in the country.
Is that in ours?
Six Flags Gurnee.
Oh, cool.
Not one, not two, but three world records are set with Goliath. That's the name of this one. The tallest, steepest, and fastest wooden roller coaster in the world. If the 180-foot near vertical, 85 degrees, 72 mile an hour drop isn't enough for you, this Woody goes through two inversions as well. And when a Woody goes through two inversions, that's good.
It's awesome.
I hate roller coasters.
One is enough.
This is one of the top 10 now.
Not to mention the fact it's wooden. And that's so that's that gives it. You all that extra flex.
Yeah, and it also, it's like rickety and
exactly.
It adds to the fear factor.
Also included on this list, we have two slots, the Tilt 360 of Chicago. This is in the John Hancock Observatory. The iconic skyscraper observatory is adding a new attraction called Tilt, a glass-enclosed viewing platform that leans 8 tourists at a time 1,000 feet out over the city. Once you reach 94 stories, step inside and tilt straight down for a heart-stopping view of the Magnificent Mile. That's scheduled to open this spring, too.
So what? That's different than the box at the Willis.
Yeah, this one tilts. The one at Willis, you just go out there, it's all glass. You've been there, you know what it is.
So how does it tilt?
This one tilts, because it's on a tilt arm. It tilts down.
That makes my feet hurt.
Oh, my God. I don't know. So how do I fall? Do I fall?
I don't know. I think they strap you in.
I mean, maybe this is crazy.
Maybe you get in, and you press against the glass, and then the thing goes out and leans down, so you're right up against the glass, like a pressed ham. Maybe that's it.
They make sure you pay first.
Wow, that's weird.
Well, I'm sure they thought, well, wait, Willis is getting all that attention, and that is a pretty cool attraction.
Very cool.
What can we do? We're one of the tallest buildings in Chicago and the world. How can we get some of that action?
So actually, you'd have to be strapped in.
I guess.
If it tilting means go down.
Yeah.
Not just out.
Tilt is down.
Right.
Tilt.
It's not just
on
out.
On an angle.
Yeah.
Very good.
So it's almost like the...
You're still trying to figure out how somebody got into the wheel well of a jet.
Well, because you do hear many times that these guys actually get into the wheel.
I don't know where that story came from that you're referring to.
You never heard of that?
Got in the wheel. I don't know how you get in the wheel.
I always heard that the guy got in the wheel and they landed.
Where in the wheel?
I don't know. That's
inside
what I was
saying. Inside the tire?
Like by the hubcap.
They don't have hubcaps. I don't know what you're talking about.
I guess I must have always thought that they stowed away in the wheel.
No.
Which would be very terrifying.
Yes, because there's not much room in the wheel for a person to get into. This is in the well.
All right. But my point is, this sounds like it would be like on a mailbox then. Like, you know how you pull the handle out? It's got to be some way like that because it's coming out of a straight structure.
Well, after you've had a nice dinner... On the 95th,
why don't you go
down one floor and just get leaned out.
That's going to be cool.
Yeah.
So this says eight people fits inside, and then a steel movable platform slowly tilts outward on an angle. So it doesn't say if you're strapped in, sitting. Just says fits
eight
people.
You got to be strapped in. They're not going to risk anybody falling and then getting sued.
Because then you'd all go to a corner, wouldn't you?
This is. I'm going to ask a kind of a bibble question here. This is enclosed, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, that's got to be. Yeah, I wouldn't ask that.
Okay. Because nobody said glass enclosed in the deets I have.
Oh, that would be so scary.
It says fits inside the glass.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. Oh, glass floored. No, that's not the right one. I'm reading. No. Oh, no, it doesn't say anything in the one I have here. Oh, it does. A glass enclosed. I said that. A glass enclosed viewing platform. I guess my mind thinks if you really want to have something, have it just exposed. You go out on a platform. Just al fresco.
Well, Vegas, you know, has the stratosphere.
Yeah, that's why I said
that. With the roller coaster.
Right, on top of that needle.
Scariest damn thing I've ever been on in my life.
So it can be done, but they don't want to do that. WGN.